One of the observations I had was that it sounded like the description of the causal sequence, the co-arising sequence, after the non-proliferation or the objectification step. Like, for example, it referred to I consciousness forms that will give rise to further, I forgot what the words were, but the cycle continues around the I level. And my experience with proliferation is that it seems it can go to other sense bases. In other words, if something arises from the I, the proliferative process seems to not just be limited to the I faculty. It can be ear, body, or mind faculty. And I was wondering.
Well, usually, at least as I conceive of this, as I proliferate on this, it tends to, once it gets into the cycle of proliferation, then you're kind of, I find myself anyway, much more on the mental level, you know, and it's sort of like the process is happening for me anyway on the level of the mental, you know, the papancha is happening. It gives rise, you know, that's a mental process of thinking, vitaka, that's happening. And expounding on that and cycling on that with, say, a certain negative feeling associated with that intellectual thought, with that thought in the mind. And that negative feeling then feeds other perceptions, memories, projections. And so it's all happening kind of like on a feeling, perception, thinking level. And it's sort of like other physical sense spaces, you know, would be probably more in the realm of like new or different input. But to me, the cycle is happening at the level of mano, of the intellect, mind. Anybody else has any other thoughts on that?
Well, it's also it's collecting information from past sounds and sights and contact with the senses, collecting it from the past, proliferating it, continuing. I mean, it's a jungle.
If it were a visual thing or a hearing thing, you know, go and you experience that again. You know, you're just that much more primed to jump into the whole thing very quickly, too. Okay.
I think that's where that understanding the dependent core arising has both a synchronic process as well as diachronic. It's really important. Know, that time is functioning not just in a linear way, but in a associative and encompassing. It'll take anything. Give me something to proliferate about. It's all at once. Ha ha.